Grabbing both shrews, the waterfall thrust them together.
Flip. He's your da, and you're his daughter. Django. She's your blood kin. So act like a proper father to the maid. Now, give each other a big kiss, or you'll both feel the back of me paw. Go on.
Django was still carrying Borty, who got squeezed between them both and uttered his first full word.
Get off!
Father and daughter started laughing at the ridiculous situation. Django kissed her, then tweaked their snouts.
Righto. Flip it is then, you disobedient wretch.
Wiping tears from her eyes, Flib pinched Django's cheek hard.
Log a log, Django Big Boat, you grumpy old gowsome.
The exchange seemed to clear the air, but no food was forthcoming until Skipper and Big Bartage disposed of the slain vermin in the fast-flowing stream. Whilst they were away, Mumsy, who was well-versed in most things, treated the wounded with her own homemade remedies.
Now then, sniffy me old tater, grit your teeth and be brave. Aye, and you too, big mole beast, though I can't see you crying out in pain, warrior that you are.
Axtel held up his footpaw.
Hey, little tassie maid fixed it up, marm. But if it being not to your liking, then do's what he must.
Mumsy made two evil-smelling poultices, which she laid on bark and moss. The waterfall placed them over the fire until they were steaming, then applied them to the wounds of each creature. Passing Tassie some woven grass strands, she patted her back.
Bind him up now, missy, like a grand owl healer.
When they were treated and Skipper returned with Bartage, Mumsy served them with huge bowls of what she termed streamer by stew. It went down well with chestnut bread and pear and apple cordial. As they supped, Buckler said the words they were waiting to hear.
Right, friends, it's a council of war.
He went straight to Axtel.
This place that you rescued the young'uns from, could you find it again, sir?
The warrior mole left no room for doubt.
Brr, we certainly good, sir. 'Tis under a girt old hokey tree.
Skipper interrupted.
A massive big thing, maybe four top, would you say?
Axtel nodded.
Oi, that'd be it. 'Tis filled with tunnels and caves underneath. They've got any little uns there.
Skipper's powerful rudder slapped the ground hard.
I've seen it afore. I'm sure of it. Oi, and I reckon I could find it again, Buck.
Django turned to his daughter.
How many vermin have they got down there, Flip?
The shoemaid put aside her drink.
There's quite a few. I've counted a score or more different ones. Rats, ferrets, weasels. I suppose they come and go. But there's two that's always there. A nasty little old rat. And the one called Sable Queen. She's real evil and scary. I was frightened of her.